Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Thank you for joining us for the Great Rosary Campaign once more. This is our second week, and we are announcing our Rosary prayer target for this week is President Biden. So in these dark times, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons we have at our disposal. The Rosary is certainly one of those. This is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders with a particular focus on fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. So praying for President Biden. President Biden has been a Catholic his whole life, and yet there are many elements of his life, of his policies, that have been profoundly contrary to Catholic teaching. I am a judge of no man's heart, of no man's soul. Only God sees perfectly. But I believe we need to offer this rosary for President Biden with particular fervence, and we'll give the suggested penance for this week. It's heavier. I do think, you know, given his age, given how long he has supported things like abortion, given how long he has been actively undermining marriage as a union, lifelong union for the purpose of procreation of one man and one woman. And frankly, I think we also need to be praying this week for all the members of the hierarchy who have failed to call President Biden to repentance, who have failed to prevent him from receiving the body and blood of our Lord, despite supporting the murder of children in the womb, despite supporting the degradation of marriage, which we believe as Catholics is a sacrament. And even if you're not Catholic, we can know just from the natural law that marriage is between one man and one woman for life. So I love President Biden. He's a Catholic. He's a baptized Catholic, which is why I hope and pray for his conversion, given a long series of years supporting these many evils. So bear in mind that there are always three things that we pray the rosary for: keeping the faith, for moral renovation, and for conversions. And remember the biblical themes behind this. We're praying for our brethren. President Biden is certainly one of our Catholic brethren, for better or for worse. We need to pray for our enemies. We need to pray for all men, particularly leaders and those in authority. President Biden certainly counts as that. He's the single most powerful temporal ruler on the planet. We need to go into battle with the Ark, Our Lady, going around for the whole week, and on the seventh day, Saturday, devoted to Our Lady as the Battle of Jericho, hoping for graces from God that are miraculous and bring about conversion. The next one is we need to remember that evangelism and apologetics equals four things: love, plus arguments, plus prayer, plus penance. If you lose any of those, we're not being as effective as we can as Catholics to spread the faith and get everybody around the same altar of the Eucharist. And finally, we all know that as Catholics, we are going to be maligned for this campaign. We're going to be maligned for maybe even by fellow Catholics, you know, praying for President Biden for his conversion. There's plenty of Catholics today who I think are in many ways just as confused as he is about the requirements of the faith. They may malign us and say we're rad trads and we're radical and we're fundamentalists and whatever. We're also going to get it from Protestants, I'm sure, who are going to accuse us of idolatry, of worshiping Mary as a goddess and whatnot. So when those attacks come, just offer love, return good for evil, not evil for evil. Say you're going to pray for them and carry on. Do not return the venom and the bile that is thrown at us. Do not return it in kind. So finally, this week's suggested penance, it is going to be a bit more intense. And of course, you feel totally free to adjust it to your state in life. Some of you may be construction workers. So if you can't do this fast because of the energy needs of your body, things like that, if you're elderly, if you're sick, it's just a suggestion. But I would like to suggest for this week's penance a water fast of 24 hours. That's kind of tough. I've done it a number of times before. It is tough, especially those first 24 hours. But I do believe our Lord and our Lady will really love it, and they will maybe they can bring out a miraculous conversion of the president, of President Biden. We'll see. We'll leave it up to them. Of course, President Biden needs to cooperate with whatever graces are sent his way. But a water fast for 24 hours, if you can do even 18 hours, if you can even do 12 hours, please do so. But let's do a water fast this week for President Biden as we pray the rosary for him every single day. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.